Hey friend, and welcome back to another episode of Friend, Let's Talk About It. I'm your girl Shauna Marie, and today's episode is inspired by something unexpected. Go ahead, guess what it Okay, so it's about a moth. It's about a moth, okay? But hold on, y'all, let me tell you what I mean. So I was at work minding my business. Sometimes I like to step outside to get some sunlight because it's always cold in that building. Oh my gosh. So I'm just watching like the bees pollinate the flowers, and it was so interesting. And then I turn to go inside of the building, and there is a creature by the door. And if you know me, you know, I do not do creatures. I don't care what type of creature it is. I don't do creatures. I don't like bugs. So I'm just staring at it and I'm like, what is that? And I'm like trying to get a little close, but not too close just in case it moves because I'll freak out. But I ended up taking a picture of it and then I asked my best friend, ChatGPT, what it was. And Chat told me it was a sphinx or a sphinx. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm gonna say Sphinx moth, okay? And it proceeded to tell me all these beautiful things about this moth and what it represents and how it really represents. Like, if you see it, it means that transformation is in the works. And it got me thinking, and I'm just like, okay. So there were two things that came to mind when I saw this moth. Number one was, transformation takes time. And number two was, there is so much beauty in becoming. Have you ever like thought about how God just gives you a word or gives you a message in like the quietest or most unexpected things? This was definitely one of those moments. Okay, so to be specific, the type of moth that I seen was a white lined Sphinx moth. And this particular moth represents deep internal change. So when I think of change, I don't think of like big, loud, glamorous change. I'm thinking of like a slow, steady, hidden kind of change. We live in a world that tends to celebrate the after, right? So you see it all on social media. People are celebrating the after photo per se, whether it is, a photo shoot you did or celebrating a success. Everyone is congratulating you, but no one really knows like the middle. Nobody celebrates that middle aspect of things, of what you had to go through to get to that after photo. And I'm learning that that's what becoming is truly about. It's about honoring that process that you went through to get to that after. So here's a couple questions you can ask yourself about the space that you're in right now. So number one, what small thing might God be using to speak to me right now? And then number two, am I paying attention? Because let's be honest, becoming is so frustrating. It's so frustrating, ain't it? Oh my gosh. It's like you're going through so much and you're praying, you're fasting. You feel like you healed a little bit, and it's like you're still not 100% who you want to be. Maybe you're even going to therapy, but you're still feeling triggered. You could be reading the word of God and still doubting, or maybe you are actually being obedient and you hear God, but you don't feel anything shifting right now. And at this point, I swear, it seems like the enemy loves to try to come in around this time and try to whisper to you, like, you should be further than where you are right now. But friend, God is not in a rush. Our time is not like his time. He does not work or move in the same way that we do. In this moment, a lot of times he is still forming us. He is still preparing us for what's to come. Y'all, this makes me think about my season of unemployment. Oh my gosh. If you've ever been unemployed before or you are currently unemployed, I 100% feel for you. It is It is not an easy journey. But one thing that I learned is that where I was in my career was not somewhere where I believe that God truly wanted me to be. It was a place where I just accepted to be because it was I had the money to be able to, manage everything in my life, my bills. So I'm just like, okay, this will do. But when God wanted to shift me to help me become who it is I was supposed to be, he took me out of that place. He allowed me to get fired. And then he allowed another job that I had to really put so much emotional strain on me that I had no choice but to quit. And then I went through a period of unemployment where it was so hard. But I know now, during that time, he was really helping me become who I am today. He was instilling so much in me. And one of the biggest things that he was forming within me was my patience and my trust with him, and trusting that he got it and he got me and he did have me. And I just think back on that now, and it's just like there is a purpose in this process. And sometimes when we're thinking about everything that we have to do in life, it's hard. It's really hard to just sit there and trust God, if I'm being honest. It really is hard. But when you do, and when you surrender it to him, he shows up every single time. Every single time, without a doubt. And I have learned that now. Like, there is nothing in my life where I don't trust him with. So I want you to know, like, wherever you are in life and whatever you are waiting to become, just know that you do not have to be there yet to be a value, because you're a value right now. And becoming is not about perfection. It's about progression. And it's about being present in the current moment. All right, so let's talk about the cocoon season. So we know when a caterpillar, before it transforms into a moth or a butterfly, we know it has to go into a cocoon. And that cocoon season is something right there as well. Kind of similar to like the season I was in of unemployment. It is very lonely, it's very dark, it's very tight, and no one sees like your struggles or your frustrations or like the growth that you're actually going through during that season. But I want you to have a different view of this space. I want you to look at it as sacred. It's a place where God is stripping away the old, he is creating you new. It's not to punish you in any way, shape, or form, but it's to prepare you. This is where your healing actually starts to take place. This is where he's revealing all of those layers of you that actually need to be healed. He's helping you unlearn some stuff and even confront some of the things that you may have been avoiding. Like, I don't want to deal with that right now. No, this is the time. This is the time right now. Okay. And that's exactly what I felt. During that time of unemployment, I felt like I was being punished. I felt like, I don't know, I would ask myself all the time, like, Lord, what did I do? Like, what did I do to be in this space? Because I was finally, because I had just fully surrendered to him. And I was just like, Lord, it's like, whatever you want to do in my life, I guess that's what he wanted to do, was to change my career. But at that moment, I didn't understand that. So it's true. During those times, you may feel like every single thing is falling apart. But what we don't realize is God is actually pulling it all together behind the scenes. Okay, let's pause for a minute, because I know what it's like to question the process that you're going through with the Lord, but you have to give yourself grace and think about like where you've come from and where you are now. Okay, here's some things I want you to think about. That conversation you avoided, you finally had it. And guess what? You actually handled it with grace. Remember that boundary? Those boundaries you didn't have, you now have a stronghold on them, right? And then now you're noticing that with everything that's going on, you still have peace in the chaos. That's new, ain't it? That's the shift that you start to feel and you start to notice when you are becoming. Sometimes becoming is simply just emotional regulation. It's learning how to say no And it's just getting up again and doing what you didn't think you could do again. I want you to take a moment to reflect on some of the ways that you have grown that you didn't even notice that now you're starting to think about, like, oh, yeah, I do that. I do that now. And before I used to do this, that's a moment. That's a moment that 100% should be celebrated. For real. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the root reflection prompt for this. I know I already asked y'all some questions, but there's never enough reflecting you can truly do. Like, I don't know about y'all, but it feels so good for me to like take questions and write them out and just think on them and then go back and look at them later and see, like, you know what? I have really grown in this area, or you know, I felt like that before, but I don't feel like that anymore. But yeah, so let's get into it. So, the question that I have for you today, or better yet, the questions that I have for you today is just two. It's just two. So, number one is, what part of your life feels like a cocoon right now, where it's dark, tight, and uncomfortable? And number two, what if instead of trying to escape, you trust God in this space instead? What would that look like? And then I want you to meditate on this scripture. It comes from Ecclesiastes 3:11, and it says, "He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end." Pause and let that sit, because I want you to know that God's timing is not random. His timing is always divine and perfect. And once we learn to be okay with that, we will start to notice like a change within us as well, where our patience will increase and we'll just end up. I don't know if you'll love the process per se, but I can say that you will understand the process a lot more. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you'll love it, because I don't know about that. Because I don't always love the process. But once I've gotten through the process, I do understand it and I'm appreciative of it. Let's say that you'll appreciate the process. That's good. That's good. So yeah, do not rush your process. Do not count yourself out because you are not there yet. And please do not compare your process to someone else's. People's journeys, your journey does not look like another person's journey. And that is okay. God always sees the full picture, even when we don't, because we're in our little cocoon. We're not understanding, but he sees it and he knows it. He knows what he is doing. And what he's doing is going to be so beautiful when you finally get there. But all right, y'all, that is it for this episode. If this blessed you, please share it. Please share it with someone. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you comment your thoughts, subscribe, hit the notification button, all the things, you know. And I will see you next week. Until then, stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.